Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Yesterday, we had our annual end-of-year news quiz. This year, everything except the presidential election, because we know you're saturated. That was the whole show yesterday. And it turns out our producers, especially Justine Daum and Zoe Agelet, worked so hard and so well to create the quiz that we had more than the usual number of really good questions left over. So we decided to end the week and end the year on The Brian Lehrer Show with a 2016 news quiz addendum, still on everything except the presidential election, because we know you're still saturated. And yes, still with the same prize for anyone who gets three in a row right, your very own copy of The Brian Lehrer Show activity book with puzzles and mazes and coloring book pages and even a Bridgegate word search. So if you want to try your hand at some end-of-year news quiz questions, give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I think these will all have sound bites in them. So just to tee you up, here's the first question before we even take a call. You ready? Name the politician speaking here and the vote he's referring to in this clip.
I want to speak directly to the millions of people who did not vote for this outcome, especially young people who may feel that this decision in some way involves pulling up a drawbridge or any kind of isolationism, because I think the very opposite is true.
Okay. If you know who that politician was and what he was talking about, or if you just want to play news quiz and give it a shot, 212-433-WNYC. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. All right. End of year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2016? Part two, if you're just joining us, because our producers produced so many great quiz questions that we didn't get through all of them yesterday. So a little addendum. Let's see if we can give away some more Brian Lehrer Show activity books if you get three in a row right. Beth on the Lower East Side. Hi, Beth. You're on WNYC.
Terrific, Brian. Happy New Year to you. And I'm so happy you're doing this because I was traveling yesterday and missed it.
Huh.
So when you started saying you were going to do it again, I called in immediately.
Okay, so I'm going to play that clip one more time. Name the politician speaking and the vote he's referring to in this clip.
I want to speak directly to the millions of people who did not vote for this outcome, especially young people who may feel that this decision in some way involves pulling up a drawbridge or any kind of isolationism, because I think the very opposite is true.
Now, one clue is that some have compared this politician's look and hairstyle to our president-elect.
Okay.
Do you know the answer?
Yep. It's Boris Johnson.
That's right. And what was he talking about?
He was talking about Brexit, the Brexit vote.
Absolutely. So if Boris Johnson comes to visit Donald Trump at Trump Tower, it would be Brexit at Tiffany's.
Very good.
Well, near Tiffany's. Okay,
that's
one right. Which, actually, next question. Sorry, let me get right to the spot. In this clip, President Obama is holding up cards with different words that a rapper must include in his freestyle. Listen to the clip and then name the rapper.
Immigrants, we get the job done. This is so fun. POTUS is holding up the signs. I'm not done. It's the Oval Office. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm there. It's so much more intimidating than if it was square. Opportunity knocks and I can't stop. I'm here with the president and my pops. And yo, the mic drops.
Ha. Do you know who it was?
Is that Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Right. Very good. All right. Here's another one. Who became the first woman to host her own late-night comedy news show, heard in this clip with President Obama?
Thank you so much for joining us for our annual Halloween presidential interview.
It is so exciting.
This year, I'm going as a witch.
That's not a witch costume.
I'm a woman on television, and I'm over 40, so I'm already in costume. Where's yours?
I'm dressed up as what happens when young people vote.
Someone gets really old really fast.
All right. Do
oh,
you
dear.
Know who that was?
I was going to say Samantha Bee, but she doesn't have an accent. Oh, no.
Wait, who did you say it wasn't?
Samantha Bee. Oh, excellent. Oh, I thought she had an accent. I guess not.
We're going to give you an activity book because you said the right name, even though you said it wasn't Samantha Bee. Since you stumbled onto the right name, you have stumbled into getting three in a row right.
Brian, this is my fourth time being a new scholar.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
Yep, so I'm very proud.
All right, a fourth time, Brian Lehrer Show, new scholar,
wow,
with bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party. And hang on, and we'll take your address again and send you an activity book. All right, from Beth on the Lower East Side, we go to Beth in Bethel, Maine. Hi, Beth in Bethel.
Hi, Brian. I'm so excited. I waited yesterday online for like a half an hour, but you guys ran out of time.
I'm glad you finally got through. Okay. Are you ready? Name the actor who plays David Pumpkins in this clip from Saturday Night Live.
How's it hanging? I'm David Pumpkins, and I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
Who was the really, really, really famous actor?
Oh, my God. I have no idea. Steve Martin.
Oh, sorry, Beth. Nice try. Nicola in Harlem. Hi, Nicola.
Brian.
Were you listening to the clip?
Yeah, you gave me the tough question. I knew the first three.
Oh.
Can I get a clue?
Oh, God. What would be a clue? He's really, really, really famous movie star. And that's, I don't know, you know.
Can I hear the clip again?
Yes.
How's it hanging? I'm David Pumpkins, and I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
He's really famous. That's it?
Like Saving Private Pumpkins
Dave
there.
Dave Chappelle, right?
Oh, sorry, nice try. Okay, I'm going to have to give it away. I did give the clues a big, and I said Saving Private Pumpkins, right? That didn't do it. So, yes, folks, that was Tom Hanks. All right, let's go to George in Valley Cottage. Hi, George.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Happy New Year to you. We're going to do a couple of clips of jazz artists here because, as one of our callers mentioned yesterday, among the obits, of course, so many really, really famous people died, iconic people from different walks of life died in 2016, and some who didn't get as much notice were some real great legendary jazz musicians. And the show Fresh Air had critic Kevin Whitehead on this week and went through a nice list of some of the jazz greats who we lost this year. So with thanks to Kevin Whitehead, we're going to play one here who he credited for influencing white musicians looking to connect with black music. He's playing the piano and singing in this clip. Who is this?
You know, I used to be trouble, but I finally saw the light. Now I don't worry about a thing, cause I know nothing's going to be all right.
Any idea who that was?
Man, I was batting 1,000 yesterday. Now you hit me. The only person I could think of that I think died this year in jazz is B.B. King.
I don't think B.B. King died this year. Did he? I don't think he did. I'd have to look that up. But anyway, that wasn't B.B. King, but thanks. We'll give Margaret in Brooklyn a shot at that jazz great. Hi, Margaret. Do you happen to know who that was?
Can you repeat the initial question?
Oh, yeah. It's just, who is this jazz great who died this year, who, according to NPR Fresh Air critic, jazz critic Kevin Whitehead, is credited for influencing white musicians looking to connect with black music?
And do I get to hear part of the clip again?
Oh, it was so much fun. I'm sure everybody wants to hear part of the clip again.
I used to be trouble, but I finally saw the light. Now I don't worry about a thing, cause I know nothing's going to be all right.
Okay, Margaret, who we got there singing and playing the piano?
I should know this. How many seconds do I have?
You have 3 seconds.
Oh, no.
Two.
Oh, no.
One. Sorry, nice try. Okay, thanks anyway. That was Mose Allison. Since two people got it wrong, we'll reveal it. Mose Allison, that particular clip from him singing live on the PBS show Soundstage in 1975. The song is originally from the album I Don't Worry About a Thing, released in 1962. All right, Rachel in Washington Heights. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Brian. I'm back for my third year.
All right. Happy New Year. We got another jazz great to pay tribute to here, a clip from the song Montera by jazz musician Bobby Hutcherson, who passed away this year. By the way, she mentioned B.B. King, the previous caller, and the guy who was on earlier. B.B. King died last year, 2015, just for the record. Your question might be a little easier because it's what kind of instrument is Bobby Hutcherson known for having played? It's not an instrument you see and hear every day.
All right.
What
I
is
know
it?
It's not a piano, so I'm going to go with vibraphone?
That is right. It is a vibraphone, the vibes. Bobby Hutcherson played the vibes. And here's another musician question. Well, let's see if I can find another jazz question. Not jazz exactly. Which American soul and funk singer died this past November? She was the lead singer of the Dap Kings.
The Dap Kings?
The Dap, D-A-T. The Dap Kings.
Man, I wish I got the bridge great question. Okay. This is going to be a total guess.
Okay.
And it's probably one of three.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with Sharon Jones.
Wow, that is right.
Oh, thank God. There was like a three-person list. I'm like, there's a 30% chance that it is one of these.
All right.
People.
So you got vibes, you got Sharon Jones, and now from a whole other realm of music, Paul Kantner, an American guitarist, singer, and songwriter, died in January, and he was known for co-founding what leading psychedelic rock band in the 1960s?
Oh, God. All the music questions. I am not good at music.
You stumbled onto the music section of the show.
Oh, wait, but I was just talking to my colleague Rob about this a few months ago, and he might be listening because we all listen to NPR, but it's Jefferson's Starship?
Ooh, that is close enough that I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, yay! What was the right answer?
Because technically the right answer was Jefferson Airplane, which was the original group, and then he went on to found the succeeding group also, which was Jefferson Starship. So you did it.
Ooh, 3 years new scholar.
What'd you say?
This is my third year being a new scholar.
Third year being a new scholar. Wow, we had a fourth-year winner and a third-year winner. So hang on, and we're going to take your information. You know what we're going to do because we have 30 seconds left in the show? We'll play one more clip just for fun. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready for some fun.
The beloved actor Gene Wilder died this year. Name the movie and the character he played in this clip.
Mr. Bialystok, I cannot function under these conditions. You're making me extremely nervous.
Any idea? You already won your prize.
Is it the producers?
It was.
I don't remember. Wait. I don't remember the name of the character, but I know it was the same one played by Matt something in the 2000 remake. Right. I do not remember the name of the character.
The character was Leo Bloom, and there you go. So hang on, Rachel. Thanks a lot. We're going to take your address and send you a Brian Lehrer Show activity book, and that's our little 2016 news quiz addendum. So many of you were paying attention in 2016.